Well, on a human level, I think it's absolutely right that poor George Entwistle, who's had a brilliant career at the BBC, he's a wonderful man, he would have been a superb Director General, has had to suffer this personal tragedy, almost humiliation. And so he deserves a hefty payoff. But I do, I must say, agree with Norman, with Norman Smith. I mean, I think that the this does put the spotlight, rather unfortunately, on the fact that BBC senior managers have been paid pretty hefty salaries.
Well, did you ever get paid £8,000 for a day's work?
Well, I mean, right. They have, to be fair, I think Lord Paton insisted on this, didn't he, some months ago, they did cut their salaries from something absolutely astronomical down to something in the middle of the hundred thousands. But I think a point I'd make on that is that Newsnight, I mean, one of the sad and tragic reasons for this sad disaster on Newsnight, two disasters by the sound of it, is that resources for investigative journalism, not just on Newsnight, but on many programmes of the BBC, have been cut back massively over the last 20, 30 years. And so what we're left with now is programmes like Newsnight having to struggle on very little money to do proper investigative reporting. And I think more resources should be given to programmes like that to do it properly. I agree, the right people, of course, must be the right jobs there. But the more resources need to be given, and frankly, much less spent on the massive amount of money spent on BBC management, which is desperately bloated. I mean, to be fair, it's a huge organisation, and I think George Entwistle was badly served. I don't think he had the advice and the sort of the arrangement within the system whereby he should be tipped off and cancel that speech in the morning or whatever he had.
Well, in that case, it wasn't necessarily entirely his fault. Do you believe that?
Of course it wasn't.
Well, do you believe then that other heads should roll, the heads of those people who should have informed him, perhaps?
I've absolutely no idea. I mean, look, we've got to wait for these reports to come out and so on. I've no idea who should, whose head should roll or not. But clearly, let's be quite clear about the Newsnight issue. Newsnight made two terrible mistakes, but Newsnight's been going for 32 years. Newsnight is a vital, fundamental part of the BBC's scheduling. As John Whittingdale, I think, very wisely said, the idea that the BBC shouldn't have a news in-depth programme, a news analysis programme every day, probably late in the evening, is absurd. It's got to stay.
But we've had Richard Madeley talking this evening, saying that he thinks that the Newsnight brand has been tainted in a similar way to the News of the World, and therefore he doesn't think, regrettably, that it's going to last.
Who do you think is going to persuade if you call Newsnight News Desk and fill it with all the same very brilliant journalists and editors who run Newsnight? It's absurd. Keep Newsnight. It's an extremely impressive brand.